Linguist Jeffrey Nunberg is just back from visiting France, and he has this reflection on what speaking French does to him.
I used to flatter myself I was one of those people who can speak a foreign language in moderation, with complete self-control. Just one more sentence and I'm out of here. It was massive self-deception. If travel is broadening, I was all over the floor. The first step down this road is the physical impersonation of a Frenchman. I suppose it's possible to speak French from an American slouch, but it's not easy. It's like trying to throw a trout line from a hammock. Before you launch your mouth into the delicate ballistics of French pronunciation, you have to assume a particular vocal posture. Your tongue is poised in the front of your mouth, like a quarterback waiting for the snap. Your lips are thrust forward in the distinctive pout called la moue. All of this exerts a subtle pull on the rest of your anatomy. Your larynx rises in your throat so that your voice comes out higher and more shrill than it would in English. Mais ça alors, c'est insupportable! This tenses the muscles of your neck and draws your shoulders up in a shrug. You compensate by churning your hands palms up in front of you. You find yourself inhabiting the body of a stranger. Now you understand why they're called aliens. Impersonation is followed by prevarication. I was sitting with a table full of cousins and cousines, and the flush of the wine persuaded me to launch into an involved histoire about how I once broke my ankle coming down the gangplank of a ferry boat. I was just getting started when I realized that I couldn't remember the words for ankle or gangway. So I conveniently rearranged my past to make it a broken foot and a department store escalator. A few occasions like this, and I began to change my conversational strategy. Where in English I might be saying to myself, what do I really believe about this? Now I found myself thinking, is there anything relevant to this that I know how to say? I walk down the street editing my life until I have a version I can report in French. After a while, the editing process becomes automatic. The world seems to package itself in French-sized bites. I'm thinking in French, or at least thinking for French. This is supposed to be the great breakthrough in mastery of a foreign language. Except that my thoughts are just like my French, crude and broken. I cease to make distinctions. I no longer perceive any difference between crimson, scarlet, and russet. They're all just red. Where I once would have paused to choose among cranky, crabby, sullen, grouchy, or gloomy, now I operate with one vague category of unhappiness. Every once in a while, it strikes me that maybe I'm missing some details. Hang on a second, let me try and think this through in English. But I can't clear my head of this Gallic haze. In fact, the worst of all this is that I don't even realize what's happening to me. I'm just so pleased with myself, sitting there chattering fatuously, my body held in a contorted posture, and eating parts of the cow that English doesn't even have names for. Until a month later, I wake up in San Francisco with a jet lag hangover and my new French clothes strewn over the floor, and I close my eyes and say, "Oh God, was that me?"
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.